bit nervous. Bear with me. Okay. A couple of days ago, I was watching all of these graduation speeches online to help me come up with something to say. All of these graduation speeches consisted of go your own path and do what you want. Hearing these words, of course, can be inspiring to some people, but to me, I felt like something was missing. And the thing that was missing was God. God was the missing piece that I wanted to add to the speech. You see, I was going to these videos to seek help and guidance from the world rather than asking God to help me. As we are going off and learning to be an adult, we must not forget God. We have to learn to put God first in everything from this moment and even before. A while ago, me and my dad were doing a Bible study a while ago. He went inside at this point to get his phone and Bible so he can further explain things in detail. My Bible was open on the table to the chapter that we were reading, and the wind decided to turn the pages. Me, being very curious, decided to watch it and to see where it lands just for fun. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. It stopped, and as I read it, it kind of spoke to me. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Remember also your creators in the days of your youth. Before the evil days come, the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them." Meaning to remember God and to turn away from sin. Is it going to be easy? Are we going to struggle from time to time? Yes, we are not perfect. But as long as we learn to repent and to turn away from sin, God will love and forgive us. But do not use God's love as a weapon to do evil things. In Romans chapter 2, verse 4 through 5, it says, "Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard, impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed." God loves us, yes, but we have a very just God. So don't use his love as an advantage to do what you want in this life. And this doesn't go for these graduates. This goes for everyone in this room. To these graduates that will be graduating today and to any future graduates or to anyone who needs to hear this in this room, do not forget God as you are living your life. Have fun in life, but include him in everything you do because God says he wants to have a relationship with us. It isn't just the good deeds that get us into heaven, but to have a relationship with him. We have a very loving and jealous God who wants to be a part of our life, so let him in your life. That's it.